Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There's a tug of war going on in the state right now over the mission of Massachusetts community colleges. The state and a coalition of businesses want the system to be more centralized and place a greater focus on training for jobs that officials say are going unfilled because employers cannot find qualified applicants. Community college officials say they don't want more oversight and that they're already graduating students well prepared for the workforce. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports.
The mission of a community college is as diverse as its students.
Yeah, there's like a lot of options here. So I'm like learning, like opening up my mind and seeing what I want to do.
I'm in my second semester and I'm studying to become a drama teacher.
I might transfer to a four-year college. I definitely am doing nursing, but I don't know if I want to do the nursing program here. I might go to Salem State or UMass Lowell.
That's Alex Hamill, Myron Volpone, and Kimberly Guild at Northern Essex Community College in Haverhill. Like Kimberly, some students eventually transfer to four-year schools. Others go to community college to get specific job training. It's those two paths that community colleges say they need to balance in their mission. But the state wants them to refocus on job training. Here's Governor Deval Patrick in his State of the State address in January, proposing to streamline the system.
They must be aligned with employers, voc tech schools, and workforce investment boards in the regions where they operate, aligned with each other in course offerings, and aligned with the Commonwealth's job growth strategy. We can't do that if 15 different campuses have 15 different strategies. We need to do this together.
Patrick says there are some 120,000 jobs that are going unfilled. And if community colleges focused more on job training, the state could have the unemployment rate. The governor has some of the largest business groups in Massachusetts behind the idea. They've started a new group, the Coalition for Community Colleges. One of the founding members is the Boston Foundation, and its president, Paul Grogan, says a weak community college system hurts business growth.
Community college systems in other states have been very, very effective at building deep systemic relations with regional employers that make the community colleges a powerful economic development force.
But the colleges are pushing back. They say they already work with industry to align degrees with employment, and they criticize the governor's unfilled job estimate, saying it's taken from a national survey and at least a third of those jobs require a four-year degree. Roxbury Community College President Terrence Gomes also doesn't see a problem with the way the system is run now.
All of our institutions, and in particular Roxbury Community College, we know from our conversations with folks in the industry and area employers what exactly we need to do with respect to meeting their employment needs.
Gomes and others concede they could be more effective in training workers, but
I'm tired of hearing workforce, workforce, workforce.
Joe LeBlanc is president of the Mass Community College Council, the union that represents many full and part-time workers on campuses. He says the sudden focus on job training is politically driven.
And I just think it's time to pause and see if those 110 or 120,000 jobs out there are real, and if our students are really equipped at the end of a two-year program to take on those jobs.
While the number of job openings is debatable, the governor is clear in his desire to assert more control over the system as a whole. He put a $10 million increase in his budget to be divided among the schools as long as there's more state oversight. It's unclear if the House and Senate agree with the centralization and if they will include it in their budgets.
A direct, centralized approach doesn't work.
Dan Esquino is president of Mount Wachusett Community College.
It hasn't worked in the Soviet Union. It hasn't worked in China. And it will not work in Massachusetts. And it did not work when we had a central board in Massachusetts called the Mass Board of Regional Community College.
That board operated in the 1970s. But reforms starting in the 80s moved Massachusetts away from central authority. And that's allowed the colleges to lose accountability, says Grogan of the Boston Foundation.
It's a very kind of expansive and blurry mission. There's a lot of uncertainty about what they're doing, what they're accomplishing. And this is an opportunity to clarify that, but also importantly to build a lot of support for community colleges, and they need more support.
The implication is that if community colleges accept more oversight, businesses will give them more funding and lobby the legislature to do the same. The 15 campuses serve half of the students in higher education, and on average, they only get about 25% of their funding from the state. That percentage has been going down over the past decade. It leaves schools such as Roxbury Community College struggling to do things like buy updated lab equipment.
You can see we have a minus 80, which is a very common piece of lab equipment.
Stacy Olson runs the biotech lab at Roxbury, where the new equipment was purchased with a grant.
It's a like a deep freeze. So every lab has one of those. So we have one of those, too.
The RCC wants to build a $16 million life sciences institute so it can more than double enrollment in science majors from 60 to 120 students. But fundraising has been slow, and so far the state hasn't contributed anything to the project. Dr. Tala Kideri, Dean of Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, says the institute would help meet the governor's goal of closing the skills gap.
Since our location is so close to the hospitals and to industry, we can directly meet the workforce needs in the life sciences areas.
But the life sciences project is stalled because of a lack of funding. And that situation typifies the push and pull of this whole debate over the future of community colleges. Aligning the system with state goals and updating course offerings to meet current workforce training needs is expensive and politically challenging. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.